Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Get all your everyday essentials delivered through Grubhub's own convenience store, Grubhub Goods. Whether you need a late-night snack, paper towels, or your favorite soda, get everything you need without ever having to leave your home. Download or open the Grubhub app to start ordering from Grubhub Goods.
It's always showtime at BetMGM Sports, and you can make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 when you sign up with code INSIDEHITS. Don't let another game day go by without having the ultimate sports betting app in the palm of your hand. Discover nonstop excitement with BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and dozens of betting options, including live wagers, props, parlays, and much more. No matter what your favorite sport is or how you like to wager, find out why there's nothing like getting a W at the King of Sportsbooks. Use code INSIDEHITS and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Download the BetMGM app and sign up today.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Arizona, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, New Jersey, Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Washington, D.C., Louisiana, Nevada, Wyoming, and Virginia. Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In Tennessee, call the red line at 800-889-9789. In Mississippi, call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is void where prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio.
Kaio Shalotis, 26. Much like Francisco, that's fun to say. Maybe one day our streak leader, Kaio Shalotis, 26, will have Lindor, and I can say them both. But yesterday, the streaker had the number one most selected player in all of Beat the Streak, and that worked like a charm.
Jumps on that one and shoots it down the line, and it's off the bullpen fence. Marte is in at second with a double. That's the third Diamondback hit against Mike Minor.
Ketel Marte went 2-for-5 for Arizona. He was chosen by almost 13% of streakers. In fact, second place on that list was Luis Arraez of the Twins. He of the .362 batting average. And those two guys were the double down for Kyle Shalotis, 26, who has the lead at 35. We We are all a bunch of streakers. You guys listening, me, Matt Spiegel, Ryan Porth, our producer, we are flying through the streets butt naked together on our way to the gymnasium. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, a special episode today, the first of three installments of our interview with Jimmy Rollins, MLB legend, TNT pre and postman, host of the new Unwritten podcast with Ron Darling, and a man who once hit in 38 straight games. That is the eighth longest streak in the history of the sport. What did that feel like? We'll ask. Here, part one in a couple minutes, part two tomorrow, part three Thursday. As this podcast is never more than 15 minutes total, we like being a manageable daily part of your baseball diet. We check in on the state of the streak, which is an opportunity to talk about the hottest hitters in the game as well, as we all chase $5.6 million in DiMaggio's 56. 40 games in a virtual streak is the high watermark so far for the season-long streak prize of 10 grand. A streaker named Allegra 2775 is at 34. Gonzo R is one of three at 32. Five people are at 31, including a streaker named Brent 65, who, just like me, had Bryce Harper yesterday.
Yeah, that one's lined out to center field. That's going to be in for a base hit. Schwarber's going to score easily. Hoskin going to third. Harper hustling to second base, slides in safely. 1-0 Phillies. 46 RBIs for Bryce Harper.
Tell you what, that's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Bryce Harper has a hit in 9 of his last 11 games. I wasn't scared of Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins and told you so yesterday, and he gave up, what, I think 6 or 7 hits. Yesterday, in fact, my daily double-A hit, and Ryan's cleverly named the Porth pick, hit as well. Bo Bichette, Ryan, you're rolling.
I mean, Bo Bichette, he's rolling. That means I'm rolling because all I've been doing lately is picking Bo Bichette.
That will work. Here's the thing, folks, we know stuff. We better. This thing every weekday of the baseball season that we do, we're learning a lot. We better know stuff by now. Our pick segment is coming up later on. But first, part one of the great Jimmy Rollins here on Beat the Streak Daily. Started out the interview by asking him a simple and maddening thing. Why is hitting so hard?
Oh, man, that is a very, very good question. Well, one, you're not in control of anything as a hitter. Other than putting a good swing on the ball. You can't dictate location, can't dictate speed, you can't dictate break, none of the above. You can't dictate the strike zone. All those things are, you know, one, strike zone interpreted by the umpire. Two, the rest of it is by the pitcher. And even when a ball leaves his hand, he can't control what it's going to do anymore. After that, let's say you put a good swing on the ball, you do everything right. You have to get it by 9. Well, if you do it right, the catch is eliminated. So you have to get it by 8 different people that are paid a lot of money to be very athletic, to make catches, and then have people upstairs that are saying, hey, 80% of the time you're going to hit the ball to this side of the field. So we're going to stack the cards against you. So you factor all those things in. And then you can start to get a little bit of a glimpse of why it's so hard to hit or to get a hit.
I think it's the most difficult thing to do in sports. I really do. I mean, I haven't posted up Shaq. You did a few weeks ago. But is it the hardest thing? Is it the hardest thing to do in sports, you think?
I believe so. You know, they say, you know, a round bat and a round ball that is traveling at 90 miles per hour, you know, vertical drop of an inch to 3 inches, depending. It's difficult. I mean, how do you see speed, right? Like, how do you see speed coming right at you? When you're on the side of speed, you get to see it because it goes by you. But here you are at, you know, 60 feet, 6 inches from the rubber. By the time the pitcher throws the ball, you're in the 50s, you know, you're 50-something feet away and not knowing what's going to happen. How do you sit there and say, I have the confidence to get a hit? And trust me, now that I'm not playing, I'm on this side of the game, I ask myself all the time. And I still say, I'm like, I can't believe I used to do that. I'm like, I guess I did. I mean, I did it for 16 years, but I still can't believe I used to do that and do it, you know, pretty effectively. That's how hard it is. That if you allow yourself to really, you know, grasp the concept of what you're seeing, you really get a true appreciation of how talented these guys are.
I totally agree. And, like, the ability to be confident when you're going to fail that much, when the deck is that stacked against you, is that you born with that or did you develop that confidence?
Well, I think we're all a little bit insane. In the definition of insanity, we keep doing it over and over and over, think we're going to get different results. We're not. Look, if you're great, the best you're going to do is three and a little bit more, I think over time, you just develop this, saying like, no matter what happens, I'm the best out here. I'm going to get a hit. I'm going to hit it over their head. I'm going to hit it by them. You have to, because if you sat there and thought about, the many ways you could get out, it wouldn't make sense for you to try to even attempt to play baseball or to try to be a hitter. I'm going to be a pitcher because the odds are my favorite. That's the side I'm going to be on. But you just have to say to yourself, I'm the best, and I don't care who's on the mound, I can get a hit. And I think that's how you go about it.
What kind of matchups did you think were advantageous for you? Like when you woke up in the morning and you saw that blank was pitching, because we look at a million things and we do. It drives us nuts, We look at handedness. We look at the way a fastball might move. We look at personal history. Like what would make you feel good some morning if you knew you were facing pitcher X?
One, history. Is this a guy that I have success off of? Two, as long as he didn't throw a cutter, I felt pretty good. Cutters and sinkers are just devastating to me. Right-handed, I handled cutters a lot better than I did left-handed. And then sinkers, I handled a lot better left-handed than I did right-handed. So when I knew a guy was, a four-seamer, maybe have a little slider, which was always breaking into me, which is, a slow cutter, so I could deal with that, and a changeup guy. When that combination was there, true three quarters, nothing funky, fastball, slider, changeup type pitcher, I felt pretty good, going to the plate. And fortunately, when I played, that's what it was. Fastball velocity, I never cared. It's like the harder you throw, the less time I have to think, the less your ball is going to move, and the more you're going to want to challenge me. I'm a little guy. You don't want to get to Ryan and Chase and Pat and Jason Worth. You don't want to get to them with guys on. So you're going to do your best to get ahead of me. And for me, that worked in my favor because I went up there. I want to swing 1-0, 0-1, 0-0 as much as possible because I didn't want to let you get to your off-speed stuff. Didn't work all the time, but those are the guys that I sat there and I'm like, today should be a good day. But don't get me wrong, you have plenty comfortable 0-for-4s out there.
but at least you're comfortable. So
yeah, you're comfortable,
Maybe it makes you more comfortable the next day. See, that's the stuff. I feel like front offices these days are looking at, the swing plane. Like whatever your swing plane was, Jimmy, that struggled with the cutter, that struggled with the sinker, they would figure out which pitchers and which ways to get you. I feel like maybe it's always the case. There's a level that the front offices are thinking that is ahead of what analysts can be thinking on a given day.
And I get it. I get the science. Look, baseball, every sport is a game of science. Let's just call it what it is. Without the science, the sport wouldn't exist. How do we know? And we go back, 60 feet, 6 inches, 90 feet in between bases. How do we know that that is a perfect distance, with the human, velocity going up, runners getting faster, batters getting faster. It's still the same, that half a step to get a guy out, that, ball breaking with the rotation, the RPMs, I guess, rotations per or whatever, however they measure that is still changed. As people have gotten bigger, stronger, and faster, it still works out. So I understand it. The science has always been a part of it. But there's still a human element that I think they don't consider as much. Like, yes, I do struggle with the cutter, but what if that guy's cutter isn't cutting that day? What if the sinker is a little bit flat? This might be the day I can get them,
Yep.
And they take all that to consideration. Now, don't get me wrong, they have all the books, and they like, this guy, this is what he normally does. But he's a human being, first and foremost. He's not going to be perfect. He can slip. Yes, I might struggle off of him as a starter, right? But let me get into the rhythm of the game, because later in the game, when he comes out, I have a rhythm of the situation comes up, and I get this guy. Not coming off the bench as a pinch hitter, because that's not a role I'm familiar with. But as a starter, I'm playing. I struggled against him, but as soon as he came out, you know, batter's eyes get big when that starting pitcher comes out, like, give me the bat. Mm-hmm. This is the time that you need me to be at my best. And if I'm not involved in the game as a starter, which is my role, then I might not have a chance to succeed in that situation. So I get it. You know, they wanted to get the best matchup as possible. I mean, the best matchup possible as far as computers and the numbers spit out. But as a human being, first and foremost, I play the game, not the computer.
Yes, he did play the game. That's part one of our interview with Jimmy Rollins. Tomorrow, during part two, we talk about his 38-game hit streak, and we'll talk about beat the streak as well. We're going to get Jimmy playing. That's the goal. So our pick segment is coming up in a matter of moments here on Beat the Streak Daily, my daily AA, the fourth pick, the daily stay away. It's all right after this. Stay here. A Pirates-Cardinals split doubleheader means there are 16 games in a jam-packed MLB Tuesday. Dodgers and Angels for the Battle of Los Angeles is the late game at 10:10 Eastern Time. Every episode of the pod, we give you the daily stay away. Yesterday, I used the Mike Petriello baseball savant chart that gave you Alec Manoa yesterday, and he went six innings of one-hit shutout ball. Today, we like Nick Pivetta of the Red Sox. That pitcher has been really good lately. Just 20 hits given up in his last 33 innings. And get this, the entire A's roster that he's going against, over 46 career plate appearances against Pivetta, they have a batting average under 100 with nearly a 35% strikeout rate. 2 weeks ago, Pivetta went seven scoreless and allowed just two hits to this same team. He's going to be dominant again. The A's are the 29th ranked offense in MLB. Stay away.
You stay away. I stay away.
Time now for my daily AA. I give you two picks every day. One is anecdotal, one is analytical. Yesterday, I hit it with Bryce Harper and Ty France. Today, anecdotal. The Braves have won 12 straight. They have a run differential of plus 48 in that 12-game span. The hottest hitter the last 2 weeks on that team, Dansby Swanson, 21 hits in 59 at-bats for a .356 average. Braves are in D.C. going against TBA. Dansby Swanson owns TBA.
Who doesn't?
At least Dansby has the last 2 weeks. It's my guy. Dansby Swanson, the anecdotal pick. Analytically speaking, G-Man Choi is raking on an 11-game hit streak. His batting average up to a career-high .284. He's top 10 in average exit velocity on the year. And here's the big thing. In his career against Gerrit Cole, Choi, 10 for 25 with four homers. He was asked why he hits Cole so well 2 weeks ago. He smiled, but would reveal nothing. Cole got lit up in Minnesota his last time out. Maybe he bounces back, but Choi is going to get him tonight in Yankee Stadium. So I like G-Man Choi and Dansby Swanson. The fourth pick. What you got, Ryan?
You just mentioned G-Man Choi. There are a lot of batters tonight with great track records against the starting pitchers, like Freddie Freeman against Noah Syndergaard, Joey Votto against Zach Davies, Manny Machado versus Kyle Hendricks. Something to keep an eye on as you bring up the MLB Play app to make your BTS selections. But tonight, I'm going with a hitter who owns an entire team.
Jose to center field. Castro is back at the track and the wall, and bring him a shrubbery. Two-run home run, Jose Abreu, and it is 9-5.
That was Jose Abreu's second home run and third hit of the night against the Tigers. He is now hitting .344 since May 16th. He's hitting .333 on the road this season versus .195 at home, and he's a career .347 hitter against Detroit. I don't care who starts. It's a bullpen game for the Tigers tonight. Abreu will continue to get it done.
Love it. That's how we do it on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcasts and play the game. Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season within the MLB Play app for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Just like Wee Willie Keeler said that he was doing in 1895, we hope all your guys today hit them where they ain't.
We're streaking! We're streaking!
Woo! Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh.
I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.